So we're a week into 2013. How are those New Year's resolutions holding up for you? Well, Ilan Mukhari has some advice about those goals and how to stay true to them and to yourself.
His piece, Four Revelations About New Year's Resolutions, ran Friday on WBUR's opinion page, Cognoscenti. He's the chief writer at the Build Network and a fiction author whose new novel, Zinsky the Obscure, is due out in April.
Ilan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So you found, a list of New Year's resolutions that you wrote back in the year 2000, and you were just 25. So what was the 25-year-old Ilan Mukhari promising to accomplish?
So the list reads year 2000 resolutions, but I made it when I was 24. One thing's for certain, I was definitely a lot more ambitious, because simply the fact that the list included 13 resolutions in total is, I think, more than I would ever venture to jot down today.
Okay, so let's give listeners a sense of the scale of your ambition here. What did you want to accomplish?
The number one on the list was that I wanted to drop down to 188 pounds, which would have been a 20-pound loss then, and certainly a larger loss now. And while it's certainly possible to lose 20 pounds in a year, I think the more sustainable and enjoyable approach over a year, and I know this now 13 years later, would be to say something like, I will lose 5 pounds by July and keep it off for the rest of the year. And that way you still have had a really productive year and you've accomplished something significant, but you haven't ruined all your Friday and Saturday nights by being unable to drink or have
So let's get back to that in just a second here, because I do want to explore a little bit more about what you wanted to accomplish at the tender age of 24 going on 25, because as you said, there's the weigh 188 pounds. That's number one on your goals for 2000 list. You wanted to write a feature for Inc. magazine. Yes. You wanted to continue jogging daily, to improve at yoga, to improve at basketball, and to improve at frisbee. And then this one I love, to keep a clean house. So on the one hand, while I completely relate, because there's a lot of activities which I think to myself, oh yeah, I tried that once and I loved it and I want to keep doing it, but I got to make the time. And the never-ending task of keeping a clean house. On the other hand, though, when you say ambitious, other than this seems to be very realistic for someone in their mid-20s, these types of things. It's not like you were saying, hey, I want to start my own company and become a multimillionaire or win the Nobel Prize.
The ambition was that there were 12 of them. And I also think the ambition was in kind of not really focusing on one or the other.
How do you feel about the person that you have become since then?
I've become better at actually setting goals. So for example, to improve at yoga, to improve at basketball, to improve at frisbee. Today I would write something like, go to yoga class twice a week and practice once a week at home.
And why? What's the difference? What does the mid-30s Ilan think that you didn't think 13 years ago?
I think to improve is too broad and it's also too easy. Now I'm much more cognizant of the joy and the fulfillment that comes with the act of practicing something. The football coach Bill Parcells, who was with the Patriots for many years, had a great line. It was something along the lines of, repetition is not the same thing as discipline. I'm much more aware of how powerful it can be to practice anything mindfully. And it's not like repetition is unimportant, but if you're just going through motions, you're not going to accomplish anything and you're not going to feel as fulfilled.
A lot of us were pretty much the same in our mid-20s. We were all about, like, let's identify specific goals, things to accomplish. Like you said, get down to 188 pounds or get better at yoga. And do it every day. And, like, that was going to be a sign that we were growing, that we were improving. But something kind of magical, I think, if I can use that phrase, happens when we enter our 30s and we're like, wait a minute. It wasn't about just doing the thing. It was about engaging in life in a different way. Do you feel that that's kind of where you are now when you look back at this list?
The thing that happened for me as I entered my 30s was I got a greater overall gratitude for my health and my subsistence and my family and my friends. And, one way to look at this is, I think the difference many of us find when we go to, say, our 15th reunion versus our 5th, those 10 intervening years, almost everyone you see at the 15th, it's everyone is just really happy to be there. By the time you're in your 30s, you've seen so much misfortune befall your friends and families, and you just get a sense of how grateful you are that you've dodged a lot of life's bullets.
Well, Ilan Mukhari is the chief writer at the Build Network. He's also an author, and his new novel, Zinsky the Obscure, is due out in the middle of April. You can read Ilan's piece, Four Revelations About New Year's Resolutions, at WBUR's opinion and ideas page. cognoscenti.wbur.org. Ilan Mohari, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's our program today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, with help this week from Aisha Siddiqui.
Tim Skog is our technical director. Eddie Mazulis is running the studio for us this week.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.